Right, like I said earlier on, it's been a year that's characterized by a dynamic mix of challenges and progress for South Africa's mining sector. Now, despite infrastructure constraints and some policy uncertainty and rising operational costs, the industry has maintained its contribution to GDP at approximately 6%, reaffirming, of course, its critical role in the national economy. And this afternoon, we're very proud to be joined by Vuyiswa Khutlang. She is the PwC SA mine project leader, just for more insights on how the sector performed. Vuyiswa, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
It's a pleasure, Vuyiswa. Now, despite infrastructure and, of course, policy changes, we see that the mining sector maintained a healthy 6% contribution to the GDP. What factors helped the industry remain resilient this year?
I think one of the things that we need to applaud is the gold price. The gold price has been great, and we still do have gold mining companies in South Africa. And one of the things we see from that is that even with a decrease in output from our gold miners, their revenue increased and their profit due to the mining being more of a fixed industry, fixed cost industry mainly, the net profit also increased. The other thing is with the coal operators, Eskom, slight improvement that we saw there. So they were shielded from the coal price going down by more trains going to the port. So that was also good for the industry. So it's more increased, but an illustration that there is focus on this and we're seeing a turnaround on it. Also, other bulk commodities also increased, really flagged by the prices there. So, again, pushing the industry, and it really contributes to our economy. I think one of the things we don't talk about is the multiplication impact of how many people, when individuals work in the mining industry, how many people rely on them. So that's not in that number when we talk about the 6%, you know, the multiplication, how many people rely on them. But yeah, it's big. The industry has a big impact on the societies around them. They provide infrastructure that sometimes government cannot provide in those municipalities. They provide programs, hospitals, schools, a whole lot. So it's important for this industry to continue. For South Africa.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more there. And maybe just staying with gold, I mean, it's been absolutely exceptional and continue to break records. How has the impact of this gold rally impacted the overall market performance?
So one of the things that has been, and it's always clear with mining companies, is that the gold price, the price of the commodity, what happens is that the share price will also follow. So what we've seen is that with the gold price breaking these records, the share prices have also followed. DRD, exceptional increase, how many, all of them really have seen major increases, and that really follows through from the share price. What we also saw with the share price is that with your PGM operator, so our analysis period is from 1 July 2024 to 30 June 2025. From about May, that in this current calendar year, we saw the PGM price go up, and therefore the share price also went up. So again, we saw that the market capitalization for the companies that we're analyzing, so we're analyzing companies that are above 300 million market cap listed, and therefore the PGM operators are play big there. With that increase, we saw an increase of about 28% in your market capitalization from the previous year.
And we've also seen, Vuyiswa, the rise of green metals. Maybe you could just elaborate on that for us and the strategic importance of these metals going forward.
100%. So one of the things is you need to be sustainable. And I think what we've seen from the mergers and acquisition analysis is saying to us is that mining companies are saying, okay, how do I maintain, stay relevant, how to build a sustainable business. And one of the things that are critical is your critical minerals. So as we transition to net zero, your battery storage type of materials are play big in that. So a lot of the transactions that we've been seeing is that your companies are diversifying towards those kind of commodities. So a lot of it, huge transactions happened were in the gold industry, looking at efficiencies and all of that. But the other side was the diversification, and really that came from your critical minerals that have been focused on. So your copper, your manganese, your cobalt, like those critical minerals, looking at what are they using, battery storage, what's going to be using your solar panels, your wind farms, all of those kind of minerals that are key, your rare metals, your rare element metals, all of those were the focus for the other acquisitions that were happening, the M&As.
Yeah. And I mean, as you've also mentioned earlier that, you know, the sector saw a 20% increase in market capitalization despite, you know, the flat revenue. How did companies improve the free cash flows? And then what role did operational efficiency play here?
So there are only really, there's very few things mining companies can control. They can't control prices. They cannot control exchange rates. But what you can control as a mining company is your cost, and it will be also your production. And we saw a lot of focus in that with the mining companies that has come through. So one of the articles we've included in our publication is actually looking at the type of control mechanisms that the mining companies looked at. And it was interesting. The first one was restructuring that came through, and that is expected because the industry is very labor intensive. So your biggest cost is labor. So a lot of the more focus, if you're going to restructure, if you're going to look at your cost, you'll probably look at your labor. And we saw that with the announcements, the Section 189 that have happened in the various sectors and the various commodities. So we saw it in coal, we saw it in PGM, them coming with announcements and retrenchments happening. The other thing that we saw is that when they were looking at cost, was looking at your tech-enabled technology. So now my English is getting away. Yeah. So, and your AI is being one of them that they look at and saying, well, how can I be more safe and more efficient? And that's what they've been exercising. And it was good to see that in a lot of them, they've actually delivered in that. And where they haven't been able to deliver, they actually reporting and saying, well, this is where the stage we are in. We're progressing well in this item. I was at the Joburg Indaba today, and there was a session where they were talking about technology. And the mining companies were saying, it's been so great having technology come through because the precision, you can plan, and you can plan more precisely. You can look at your downtime, so when do you maintain, when, all of those kind of things, how do you deal with situations. You can also sort of preempt certain things, you know, that are going to happen and start dealing with them before they actually happen. So these things have been important for the industry. So they've looked at their costs, and they're looking and say, well, where can we control them? And that's where we see actually where the net profit comes in, because you've got a flat revenue line item. Your cost will increase actually, but the increase is not as big. So the cost increase, but you see the net profit is higher than in previous year. And it's a function of the fact that they had net impairments, but also the fact that they've managed their costs.
Sure. No, spot on there. And I mean, maybe it is a very critical one and a very sensitive one, because while they do that, while it's important to have AI and all these digital tools, you're also trying to retain critical skills and try not to cut jobs. I don't know. How do they navigate that?
And that was actually one of the key questions that was asked today at the Indaba. And a lot of them are saying, well, one, it's we are evolving the skills, right? So we're training our people to be able to use this tech. But the other thing is, reality is, and one of the guys was saying, reality is we're not going to get into a situation where mining does not need people. There'll never be a scenario like that, you know. Maybe the skill will need to be different. But the situation where we say it's just robots running like a factory, chances are we won't get there. So I think it's them focusing on skills, what skills are required, transitioning people to the new type of mining we're going to. And from the sense I've got at the Indaba, mining companies are aware of that and are looking at how they can transition people. But obviously, there will still be a human element where we look and say, well, is it a one-for-one replacement type of thing? What ratio are we talking about when we say that we now tech-enabled? Does it mean we're keeping? What percentage of our employees we're keeping? But I guess only time will tell. as we move forward.
Right, Vuyiswa, I think you've said a handful. Thank you so much for this afternoon and really helping us making sense of this report. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
And that is Vuyiswa Gutlang. She is PwC SA Mine Project Leader, just unpacking some of the key insights from the 2025 Mine Report.